Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Business Accelerator call. I'm glad you're here. This is Lisa Minetti. And today's Business Accelerator call is all about how online reviews and are they killing your business? So are online reviews killing your business? And before we get started, as you know, on the Business Accelerator call that happens every second Tuesday of the month, we dive deeper into one of the elements of the Entrepreneurial Edge system, whether it's mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing or monetizing your business, or executing your business blueprint. Of course, today it goes under the systematizing and monetizing because online reviews are all about a system. And just to briefly let you know of some upcoming events, remember the Wired to Win program is coming up August 12th and 13th. It's a two-day workshop. And really shows you, we take a deeper dive into your unique hardwiring and how to really get out of your way, know how to create instant rapport with people, create and solidify your vision, mission, values, as well as really understand how to create your business model so it's working in alignment with how you are naturally wired. So you can go to accelerateassociates.com/wired-to-win for registration. Okay, let's get started. Today's segment is all about online reviews. You know, with online reviews, perfect strangers are persuading your potential new customers to contact you or not about doing business with you. And these reviews are killing some businesses while helping others. So in today, what we're going to do, Gina Carr is our expert, and she's going to explain how to get good at getting good reviews. It's a lot easier than you think. Let me tell you a little bit about Gina. Gina is a sought-after speaker and business growth consultant who works with business leaders who want to grow their business by getting more great reviews and fewer bad ones. She has an MBA from Harvard Business School and an engineering degree from Georgia Tech. She's known as the Tribe Builder because she helps passionate people build powerful tribes of raving fans. She's the co-author of Clout Matters, How to Engage Customers, Boost Your Digital Influence, and Raise Your Clout Score for Success. Gina was again named one of the top 50 over 50 marketing thought leaders by Brand Quarterly and Who's Who Among Women in e-commerce by We Magazine. So, Gina, welcome to the Business Accelerator call.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Lisa. Thank you so much for inviting me to share with your tribe.
Oh, my pleasure. And you are the tribe builder extraordinaire as well. So I appreciate that. You know, let's talk about how important online reviews are for business owners today. How important are they? Because I know a lot of business owners think, well, you know, I'm a consultant or I have a training practice. You know, that doesn't really apply to me. Mm-hmm. What thoughts do you have about that?
Well, it's certainly these online reviews, and we're talking about Google, Yelp, for other practitioners. There are specialty sites like for doctors, there's ZocDoc and some others. It's certainly these online reviews that matter a lot, especially for geographical businesses right now, for local businesses, businesses that are brick and mortar. Arguably, it doesn't work. It doesn't. They don't help as much for the globally based businesses,
mm-hmm.
perhaps like yours, but you have a local component as well as a global component. So
mm-hmm.
it can certainly matter, as most, you know, many coaches do. And many people who are professional speakers, they would love to speak. Many of them would love to speak more in their hometown or, you know, close by. So, you know, the thing is that even if reviews aren't mattering a whole lot for your business right now, they're going to, because mm-hmm. be prepared. You know, tomorrow someone could launch a specialty review site that is just for your type of business, even if it's a geographical, non-geographical, even if it's a globally based business, and these same principles will apply. So you need to have your systems and processes, as you talk about a lot, in place so that you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Now, are online reviews important or more important than search engine optimization or social media? Where does it fall?
Well, see, they're all tying together these days. It's almost it's hard to look at them as individual silos. Some statistics that I came across recently, 43% of consumers are searching at least once a month for local businesses. And so that, you know, nearly one in every three people that were surveyed, and this is according to a survey from a company called Bright Local, that said that one in three people are surveying local companies at least once a week. And if you've done a search for a local company recently, you'll notice that Google is giving tremendous importance to these ratings. So the rating sites will often come up even well above your own website. If somebody goes in and puts in your name, your business name, and is looking for you. And here are the statistics that I think are pretty relevant. If you have a four-star review or better, over 90% of people will say that they'll do business with a company that has over four stars. If you're down to three stars, that number is only 72%.
Wow.
And it really goes down if you're at two stars, down to 27%, and at one star, it's down to 13%. So you can see that this is really important. And so as it relates to search engine, when someone does that search, they're going to see right away your ratings. If they're looking at you on social media, they're going to see those ratings. And the search engines also bring up your social websites, your social platforms, as, you know, some of the highest ranking sites, because they have a lot of rank with Google, and so they're going to come up, again, possibly even higher than your own website. So if someone clicks on your Facebook page and sees that your ratings aren't so good, then that's certainly not a good thing either. And, you know, I've experienced this a lot personally, and this is one of the reasons that I got into this business, is because I moved to Orlando just a few years ago, and I needed to set up a shop with several new businesses. You know, I needed a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist. I needed new restaurants that I was going to go to, all those kind of things, as well as when I've been traveling. I recently did an around-the-world trip. And so I found that these reviews mattered a lot to me, and I was asking my friends if it mattered to them. And then, even more importantly, was talking to my friends, fellow business owners, and their experiences of how getting bad reviews almost killed their business, whereas getting good reviews really brought in more business than they imagined that it would. Hmm. So there's a lot of statistics, but there's also a lot of anecdotal evidence out there. And I imagine almost every time I talk to someone about this, I hear a story, either a good story or a bad story. And, in fact, I think you shared one with me last time we talked. Did you have a story to share?
I did. Actually, I didn't. There was I think it was maybe a computer experience that I had with their customer service department. And it was not a favorable experience at all. And I really questioned whether or not I should even put a review out there. Because, you know, maybe it's just, although it's the second computer that I purchased, and within the same time frame, the motherboard went down on that computer. But I, you know other people who recommended that did not have that experience. So it was really hit or miss with that particular company. And so, you know, as a consumer who has a negative experience, you know, I question whether or not I should put my negative experience on there, because it could have just been, you know, a fluke. I don't know. And I think you encouraged me to do that. I haven't done that yet. But but it sounds like that would maybe be beneficial for other people to know about.
Well, I think it would. And that is of, you know, where we're going as a society. In the old days, you might ask your neighbor, you might ask your friend for a referral, and you still might do that. But in the process of getting more information, so you know, this happened to me. A friend had recommended a certain doctor that I go to here in Orlando, and I was sold. You know, boy, they gave a great endorsement. I'm ready to go. Got on the computer, looked that person up, and I saw some really bad reviews.
Mm.
So it gave me pause. It made me think, not so sure. And I did make a call, made an appointment, but I was kind of skeptical from the beginning. And actually, I'm not seeing that doctor anymore. It did turn out that the bad reviews were more correct than the single person's endorsement, even though she was a credible person. She'd had a good experience. So, you know, it's the combination. And here's the thing. You're a very nice person. I know you in person. I know your friends. You're a nice mm-hmm. person. You know, my guess is that, like many people, you're not going to give a bad review unless something's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But similarly, you're probably not likely to give a really good review unless it's absolutely outstanding or you personally know the people, and it's just because you're busy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
The people
yeah.
are busy, and you know, I think about the Taylor Swift song, Haters Gonna Hate, because the haters love to go out there and put these terrible reviews out there. So you have to, you know, as a business owner, you have to actively play offense. You have to have your great review sites seeded with lots of good, healthy reviews going on an ongoing basis so that if and when, it's really more just when, because it's not an if, when these bad reviews come, you're ready for them, and they don't damage your business so severely.
Yeah, let's talk about, and I do want to talk about that and how not to let it affect your business, but which review platforms, are there some that are more important than others?
Yes, well, it really depends on your type of business, so let's talk about a few different ones.
Right.
For almost all geographical businesses, the Google search is going to matter. And increasingly, that's going to matter for businesses that are more global. And again, for you guys that are more global now, you do want to go on Google and claim your, it's called claiming your place of business, so that
yeah.
when someone does a Google search, it shows up in the right-hand sidebar, a map and your location. You want to put pictures out there and fill in as much information as you can so that it's the accurate information. Now, you also want to, you know, just do a search and see what review sites are coming up for your type of business. Okay, so Google. If you're a restaurant, Yelp is really important.
Mm.
If you're any sort of a doctor, dentist, chiropractor, that sort of thing, then there are several specialty sites. One is called HealthGrade. Another is called ZocDoc.
What was that one?
HealthGrade or ZocDoc?
ZocDoc.
ZocDoc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, there are a lot of things about these different sites, and, you know, I'm just giving you the tip of the iceberg here. For some, Yahoo is important, and as I mentioned, for many, Yelp, for hotels, bed and breakfast, any sort of tourist destination, travel, what is that one called? Oh, gosh, it's escaping me right now.
Travelocity? No. Not Travelocity.
Oh, gosh, I can see it. I need to, it's green. I'm just having a little mental.
That's okay. What about Angie's List? For
TripAdvisor was
what TripAdvisor. Okay.
Yes. TripAdvisor is really important. Okay, Angie's List can be real important for professionals, absolutely. But what I'm talking about is not a private paid site like that. What I'm talking about are the public sites.
Mm-hmm.
The private paid site, you have to, like Angie's List, you need to work within the parameters of Angie's List to follow their rules, and that's not within the scope of what I help people with.
Got it.
The similar principles would apply, but the exact processes. Now that we're talking about it, I guess the same processes would apply of the procedures that I help people put into place. But I know that the software that I teach people how to use, it doesn't cover Angie's List.
Now, what systems can someone put in place that would make getting good reviews more likely?
Well, they need to have a process. And I know you're big on systems. I am too. My undergraduate degree was industrial engineering. And so I'm real focused on standardization of procedures, even for tiny companies. You know, if you read Michael Gerber's classical book, The E-Myth, mm-hmm. you want to run your company as if you're going to grow it to 100 or 1,000 locations so that people can plug right in. You don't want it to be people dependent. You want it to be systems dependent. Mm-hmm. So here's a simple system that will help you get more online reviews. Let's say that someone comes into your office and they leave, they're a brand new customer, and you've collected their email either through their registration process prior to them getting to your office, or when they get to your office, whatever paperwork it is they fill out, or even at checkout. Let's say that you just have a clipboard with a list up at the front, up at the checkout lines where they can put in their name. Or you have little cards that they can fill out and give to you. So somehow you're getting those email addresses. Now you get the email, and you want to input it into, a simple system. I suggest setting up a simple form that says what was the name of the customer and what was their email address. Then based on that, it goes into your email database, generates an automatic letter that says, hey, thanks so much for being our new customer. It really means a lot to us to know what you thought. Please give us some feedback. And that could be an email that it contains a video, or it might just contain text. Make it simple on yourself, whatever works for you. That's where some of the software that I advocate makes it really simple, and they set these forms up and the follow-up emails, all that, including the videos, very simple. But you can do this. You can do all of this that I'm going to be teaching you about today just yourself. So I know I've put out there's more steps to it, but I want to pause right now and say, Lisa, this, what I've said so far makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I don't think that is necessarily a process that people think about doing, is prompting someone for a testimonial or for a review. I mean, that just usually it's a hope and wish rather than an intentional process.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that sometimes it's kind of left off of the process for a lot of people. They don't even think to say, oh, yeah, would you like to leave a testimonial or a review or anything like that. Now, you mentioned did you mention a particular software?
Yes, I am a vendor. I didn't create the software, but I believe in it so much that I do have a license to sell a particular software that makes these processes much easier. Mm-hmm. And there's a website you can go to, just enter an opt-in, enter your email if you want more information about it. It's called getmoregreatreviews.com. And, I'm running a special right now, $100 a month, which is a really good deal, and somebody just needs to try it for 3 months and, see how they like it. And I know this is more kind of the close of our conversation mm-hmm. generally, but, yeah, I just want people to know this is a very affordable, easy solution. It streamlines so much of this so that you don't have to recreate the wheel.
Yeah.
I mean, setting up a form to capture the email addresses and tying it into your own email system, that can be a bit of an administrative task for someone. But just as you hopefully have processes for all of your new customers, that they're going through some sort of an intake procedure,
mm-hmm.
and this will be part of that intake procedure. Now, the email that I suggest you send out initially does not ask them to go to the review site. What I want you to do is ask them to give you feedback. Because you want to know whether they had a good experience or not before you ask them to go out into the world.
Yeah.
So I want you to look at this as two sides of the coin. There's the internal feedback and there's the external feedback. So you want to send out the email asking for the internal feedback. And if you want to up your chances of getting a response, have as part of your process that when the checkout person or you know, whoever's the last person saying goodbye to the new customer says, you're going to be getting an email from us. We want to know how we did, so be sure to look for it. It means a lot to us if you send that back because we want to know how we did.
Mm. Now, what happens, Gina, if you get a bad review or a negative review? What are your suggestions?
Can I jump back to the process just a little bit more? There's a lot of steps to this, and I know sometimes it's a little hard to go over just with voice, but, you know, you want to get that internal feedback back from them. Then you want to have your systems in place that says if it's a good one, like, you want them to give you your own stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, 2 stars, 1 star. Of course, you want them to give you a good review. And if they've given you a good review internally, then you want to make it really easy for them to take that same feedback they gave you and take it out into the world and put it on Google or Health Docs or Health Grades or ZocDoc or Yelp or Kudzu or UrbanSpoon, whatever these different sites are that are important for your review. So, again, that's a system that you can set up yourself, but I have a software that helps you do that. So that makes that a lot easier. But does that make sense that you want to then ask them if they've given you a good review? If they didn't give you a good review, you want to have the system go back and say, hey, we're so sorry. We really try hard to make everybody happy. Please tell us more.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really critical. You want them to be able to vent, because if they vent to you, they're less likely to go out into the world and tell the world how bad you are. They, you know, most people want to just be heard. Now, again, the hater's going to hate, so you can't, let's talk about them in just a second. But right now, you know, just know that if you give most people a place to vent through this email process and this feedback, so the internal and then you go external if it's a good review. Now, let's talk about your question of if it's a bad review. Well, here's what I've surveyed a lot of business owners about this, and here's the best feedback that I've got, is that it's good to go out there, and as people are giving you feedback, make a comment on it. So this means you need to have a number of triggers set up that let you know when people give you reviews, because you may be looking for them on Google or Yelp, but you might be getting them on UrbanSpoon, and you didn't even know it. So you want to have those sorts of triggers in place that let you know, and again, my software makes that real simple, that you're going to get those sorts of notifications. But you can go through and through different methodologies, you can set all that up yourself for free. And so I think it's important to be responding to the positive reviews.
Uh-oh, we're getting a little bit of feedback here, Gina. I'm sorry, can you repeat what you said? Did we lose you? Yeah, you're cutting in and out a little bit. Gina? You were cutting in and out.
Do you want me to call back in?
Oh, no, you're back with us now.
Okay. Oh, that's really strange. I'm sitting right still. I didn't move at all. How weird.
Well, it's the technical gremlins today, I think.
Okay. All right. So where did you hear me last?
You started talking about how to address it.
Okay. Okay. So what I think you should do is be on alert for reviews that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to respond to both the good and the bad. And don't just have a canned response that you give to everybody. You know, be real. Be authentic. And if they said that something was really good, have a response. Most importantly, if they said something bad, don't get defensive. You can really escalate it, and it can get very nasty. What I encourage you to do if somebody's giving you a negative review would be to post something like this. You know, thank you so much for your feedback, John. It's helpful to know, you know, what our customers think. I'd love to communicate with this about, you know, with you about this more directly. And so, you know, then ask them either to give you a call or proactively, let's assume you have their phone number or their email or somehow you can get in touch with them, you contact them directly. Mm. And when you contact them directly, what you want to do is, you know, again, listen. You want to hear what they have to say. And, you know, these calls can be really valuable because you're going to get some powerful feedback that you might not have gotten. I mean, there might be a whole lot of customers that haven't come back to you and you didn't know why. So look at the negative person. As long as they're being respectful and you know, polite about it, look at it as a real gift that somebody, you know, upset enough to say something and you can get that feedback. Because what you want to do is try to get them to come back into your store or do business with you again, let you try to make it right. Mm-hmm. And ideally get them to agree up front that if you set things right, that they will go back and either revise or remove their negative feedback.
Mm. Now, you know, it's interesting because I have seen bad reviews on different products and services, and one in particular in looking for a new eye doctor, we were looking at different reviews, and I was really astounded by how this one facility responded to a customer. And as you said, it really escalated it. And it was a lot of finger pointing, like, well, you came in here and this is how you were. And it's like, oh, what not to do.
Right.
And it was in their response that it was all true on what that customer did and how they reacted, because you know not all customers are, you know, the best customers, right? We've all had share of customer clients throughout our career where you thought, oh, you know, they're not my ideal client, But it's how you respond as a leader, as a person that is leading your company. It's how you respond that I think is what's most important, because it's almost like people are, that they'll see that. They'll see that, and sometimes just by the nature of your response, you can handle it so eloquently and with grace that it actually attracts them to say, you know what? This does sound like this customer wasn't the best customer, and how they handled it was with professionalism and grace, and yes, I want to do business with people that handle themselves, even under the most difficult circumstances.
Exactly. You know, there's statistics out there. I don't have my finger on it right now, but there's some statistics that say that a customer will, you know, most customers will come back and actually can become very loyal fans, even if they had a bad experience, depending on how it was handled. And you're right that on the social on the review site, it's not just that particular person who's getting the feedback. It's the rest of the world and other potential customers that can see how that was handled and how that customer was treated. And yes, you can bet that if a customer was treated badly online with an online review, even if what they said was correct, that's going to give a lot of potential new customers pause, and they're not as likely to come in to see you. And you'll never, ever know that.
Mm. Yeah. So any other tips that you have for dealing with negative reviews?
Well, this is where you need to be careful about who is responding for you. And, you know, for a lot of your clients, I know you have a lot of different sizes of clients. So for some of your people have a lot of team members, and, mm-hmm. and some of them have, you know, it's just them. They're solopreneurs. Certainly for those of you who have a lot of team members, or even for the solopreneurs who might want to delegate that, you need to be really careful about that. And make sure that a team member is really well trained and has your mindset. I actually think this is one of the more, this task is so important that this is one of the few things that I would not want to see most business owners or managers delegating. I think mm-hmm. it's really important for most business owners to do this themselves so that they can convey the right philosophy. And, you know, if well, the only reason that I would say don't do it is if you know you're kind of a jerk.
That's telling it like it is, Gina.
If you've been told, I need to come up with a new Jeff Foxworthy line. You know, you might be a jerk if your employees tell you constantly, you know, gosh, you're a little too direct, boss.
Yeah.
Things like that.
right.
You know, we've all worked with or known somebody like that. That sometimes they're just a little too direct, and they just tell it like it is. They think, mm-hmm. well, if it's true, I can say whatever I want to say. Well, that's just not true today.
Well, and to your point, Gina, it might incite and further escalate something that could have easily just been resolved, especially when using you know, a bit of eloquence and grace and really responding to the issue rather than attacking the person.
Yes. So in that case, I strongly recommend that you delegate to somebody who would be more empathetic and compassionate and polite.
So now you're talking about resources to dedicate to this kind of effort. Is this, first of all, is an online review usually started by the company, or can it be also started by a random customer?
It can definitely be started by a random customer, and all you have to do is get on Google yourself and just start Googling some different businesses that you deal with, and it probably won't take too long for you to come up with one that says, be the first to review. It'll pop up on the right, that they, especially in businesses with a geographical location. It'll pop up on the right sidebar in a Google search. Usually it'll pop up with what the basics they can ascertain of the hours, the location, and such. And you'll see that it asks you, it really wants people to be the first to review this business. And so you'll see that Google is certainly asking you for that. But to be proactive, you want to go to Google, claim your page so that you've already set it up, and you can't do the first review on your own site. Mm-hmm. You can ask your happy customers, and certainly, you know, you can ask friends and family. You're not really supposed to, but you can ask some friends and family to go out there and get things started so that you can sort of seed it with some good reviews. But don't overdo that. Just get a few good ones out there.
When you say claim your site, I want to clarify this a little bit, because not everybody's going to know how to claim their site. Tell us what you mean by that, and just a few suggestions on how to do that.
Okay. Well, when you do a Google search on your business, it'll probably pop up on the right hand side. That you already have a site, that you already have a, Google has given you a page, and it will say, is this your business? Claim this. Now, if it doesn't do that, then the easiest way really is to just do a Google search on claim my business. I mean, I can go through all the steps, but claim my business on Google. Is an easy way for people to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So claim my business on Google, and it'll walk you through the steps. and you get a free business listing, and so it'll ask you to verify your business and go through some different steps so that you can link your website, put your business hours, put your location and all that. So it's a fairly easy process. It does take a little bit of time to do it. It's certainly something that if you have a team member that you can assign them to do really all of that process.
Great, great. And then once you do that, will you automatically be notified when you have a review?
No.
Okay. So how can you get notified of that?
Well, you can set up some Google alerts that will help you with that. You can go in there. You can have it as one of your jobs or one of your employees' jobs to go in there often and be searching. My system does that for us, so that's the way that we do it, and that's certainly the simplest way to get it done. It sets up notifications. Once you set your business up in the site one time, it sets you up to notify you of, I think it's 60 different online review sites. And so if you come up on any of those, it's going to notify you. So that's a great thing.
Wow. Now, what kind of resources should business owners be dedicating to this kind of effort?
Well, I would make it part of an employee or your duties. You know, I keep a daily checklist for myself, and all of my team members have a daily checklist of things that, you know, it doesn't happen every day, but ideally, every day, they do these essential things. And whatever they're doing with regard to reviews is near the top of the list because, again, I think it's actually more important than focusing on any kind of search engine optimization and the right keywords. And I think it's even more important than social media posts. I
really?
Think the reviews, I do, yes.
Why is that?
You can have funny cartoons. You can have great articles out there. But if somebody goes and wants to get more serious about you, they're going to do the Google search, and they're going to see if you have bad reviews. So if you haven't actively seeded it with good reviews, you're going to be out of luck.
Mm. Got it. So what... Tell us a little bit more about, you said you have a software. Tell us about the features of the software.
Well, the software works whether it's on a mobile device, whether a customer gets that email on a mobile device or a laptop. It makes it really simple for your team member or you just to plug in name, first name, last name, email address. And off it goes and does its magic. It will automatically send out the email that says, hey, how did you like us? And it has a nice formatting to it. It has a video that you can click and just put a video in there that you know, asks for the feedback and explains how important it is to your business. If the person doesn't respond, you can set it up so that it automatically sends them a reminder in a day or two or three and how many reminders it's going to send out. So that's automated, which is wonderful. When the customer sends back feedback, it looks at the question of, hey, did they give you a good review or not? And based on that, it automatically sends them the message, hey, oh, you weren't happy. Please tell us more. And it has a little form they can fill out that makes it nice and simple for the customer to give you more feedback. And if they had a great experience, it automatically has taken the feedback they gave you, so the words that they said, hey, I really enjoyed buying my motorcycle from Kim's Harley place, and, you know, can't wait to love being part of the Harley family, whatever they might say. Mm-hmm. And so it takes that text and puts it in the email, and it also puts a nice little link to Google, to your Google site where you want people to review. So to your Google business location, it gives them that link so that they can click right there, and all they have to do is copy, paste, click 5 stars, and pop it in there. So, and you can set that up to put, you know, 1, 2, or 3 is what I would recommend sites, the ones that you're focused on getting the good reviews on. So it automates all that, makes it really, really simple. And there are a lot of other features. Like I said, it alerts you if you've had a bad review on another site. It populates all these other sites with your review information, with your basic information, your basic business information, so that, let's say they're looking at one of these sites, you know, you probably didn't even know there were 60 review sites out there that are very popular, but they're looking at you on one of these sites that you didn't even know existed. It makes it, you know, it gives you a really nice presence out there on that, so you look more professional and like you know what you're doing. You know, just tons of little nuances and additional features to it that I won't go into today, but those are really the biggies that people keep, you know, say that they love about this software and that they keep renewing month after month, because for $100 a month, you know, for most businesses, that's so cheap to mm-hmm. be able to really keep those ongoing good reviews coming and make it simple, error-proof. You know, this is something that I forgot to mention earlier, but one of the problems can be the error. If you do assign this to a staff member and they get the review that, okay, it was a bad review, but they click the button that sends out, oh, you know, we're so happy. Please, why don't you tell Google about how we did?
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a good thing.
Right, right. Yeah, you got to make sure the system is set up to really get the feedback from your clients if there is an unpleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you
absolutely.
So you can address it internally versus having them automatically go. And so your system, does it have some flexibility then to when and what messages to send out depending on what the feedback is?
Yes, absolutely. It's automatically configured based on, you know, it automatically has wording in there that works perfectly well, but you can customize it and modify it if you like. It automatically has a video in there, but you can record your own video if you'd rather it come from you. So it's real easy to customize that way. And, yes, you can set it up so that if you get 3 stars or above, you ask for it to go give the external reviews. You can set it up so that only 4 stars and above, 4 or 5 stars, does it ask for the external review. So it's totally customizable that way.
And can it go to a specific site? Can you program it to go to a specific site then?
Yes. It'll come back to them and say, hey, we're so glad you're happy. It would mean the world to us if you would go to share this with the world, and then just right in the right sidebar of the email, it has the click to the link, your own Google site for Google or Yelp or Health Docs or whichever one of these that you want to put. It has the nice graphic and a link to your specific page, but they don't get there and they're not hunting all around. Mm-hmm. So it makes it really nice and simple. And then as well, it has the exact text that the customer had already written, so they don't have to go back and find their email or think about, now, what did I say about that company? It's right there.
Oh, got it. So in essence, though, that system will also make sure that the reviews that you're receiving are legitimate. Because, you know, I've heard people say, oh, you know, there's somebody, you know, the trolls posting, you know, anonymous or weird reviews. Is there some flexibility for the business owner to delete those that are, you know, really people who haven't even experienced their services or products?
The answer is generally not. Hmm. Most of the review sites do not allow the customer, the business owner, to come in and do anything like that. Yelp is notorious for purging both good and bad reviews.
Mm.
They have their own algorithm for what they think is not true, and so they'll go in there and, you know, this just runs all the time, and they purge good ones and bad ones, which can be really frustrating, especially if you've had some good ones out there.
Right.
and it always seems, of course, that they're purging more of the good ones than the bad ones, which is really frustrating.
But again, that goes back to where you have to play good offense. You have to make sure that you have the deck seated in your favor and you have a lot of good positive ones out there so that those bad ones come along, you're not going to be hurt as much. So that's what I would do on that. And
now what's kind of the background with that in Yelp? I mean, why would they want to remove both the good and the bad ones? To give you more of an average ranking?
Yeah, I think when they set it up, there were trolls, and then there were also paid reviewers.
Mm.
And so, you know, I've read a lot about this, but as best I can tell, Yelp leadership just decided that they're going to tweak their algorithm so that as best they can tell which ones are not valid bad ones and which ones are not valid good ones, and they take them away. But in the process, they make a lot of mistakes. And you can request, but most business owners that I have read about and or know that have made any requests say they have not gotten any resolution. And literally, these bad reviews can destroy a business.
Sure. For more information on your system, where can people reach you?
Well, the best way is to go out to this site called getmoregreatreviews.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get there, you can just enter your email address, and it's going to let you see a video that explains the system, how it works better, and also we'll set up a call so that we can talk about it. If you don't want to go to that site, you can just send me an email, gina@ginacarr.com. That's gina@ginacarr.com. Or you can call me, 678-653-0115. I don't always give out my phone number, but for Lisa's clients, I'm sure it's a safe thing to do.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I work with the amazing people, and they're very concerned with they get systems first of all, so they understand the value of systems and the leverage that systems bring. Number one, and number two, they understand that when I bring people on the Business Accelerator call, it's because I've had a relationship with them. And I know that they provide good services. And, you're top-notch in your area of expertise, Gina, and I have no problem referring you on to other people. But most importantly, the service that you provide, the system that you provide, particularly for business owners that are out there doing a lot of business with the public, that are in a reviewable type of business, it's so important to manage your online reputation because, as you said, it could make or break your company.
Yes. Well, I've been out there helping business owners with marketing their business now. I'm in my 10th year, and before that I was marketing my own small business. So I've seen the trends. I actually used to have a chain of print magazines and community print magazines. And so, you know, at that time it was really important to have your advertising in a local community publication and be very targeted and establish yourself as the authority, that sort of thing. So, you know, 10 years ago, that was one of the most effective methods of marketing yourself. Along came search engine optimization and pay-per-click ads, then social media. And although I've really focused on social media consulting for a number of years, I'm now moving more and more into this area of online review, again, just because I know for myself and my friends and the statistics and articles and such that I've read that it's so important. Another example is on this around the world trip that we did. We were reserving a lot of hotels in Australia and Dubai and Singapore, and I was surprised at even myself how just a little bit of difference would make a big difference in whether I actually did booking through that company or not. So in TripAdvisor, if you have
I think 4.8, you're considered, it's an excellent review. But if you're a 4.3 or above, it's outstanding. You know, there's little nuances in their wording. And if everything else was pretty comparable, but one was excellent and one was outstanding, you know, I would go with the one that was excellent, the one that was just even slightly higher. Because for me, the consumer, it's about the same location. It's about the same price. They look very similar. Well, more people thought this one was better. So I'm going to go with that one.
You know, it's interesting because when I had my Wake Up Profitable in Hawaii, we said, well, while in Hawaii, we want to taste, you know, Hawaiian cuisine. And it was kind of funny that we were with, well, you know Laura Rubenstein.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we were with her, and she went online, or she went on her phone, and she's like, oh, you know, there's a place here. And we drove up. It looked like a shack, literally, like a shack. And I thought, are we sure we're in the right place?
Oh, my goodness.
Because the ambiance wasn't, you know, it literally looked like a shack, tin roof and all. She said, you know, I went on Yelp. It's got all these great reviews. So, I went on Yelp, and they had great reviews. I got to tell you, really great food. Really great food. And yes, we, you know, of course, in Hawaii, you eat outside because the weather's always great. And you know, it was kind of interesting to have that experience. And, yeah, it was, I think, about a 4-star place. Now, the ambiance wasn't great, but they, you know, were courteous, and we had authentic cuisine. It was great, and I loved it. And but it was kind of interesting. So, online reviews are really important, and when you're traveling.
Well, it sounds like in that case, if you had not seen the online reviews for separate verification when you guys drove up, you probably would have driven away.
We might have. We might have. I think Laura scoped it out earlier on Yelp, so she's like, no, it had good reviews. I'm like, okay. It ended up being a very positive experience, but looks could be deceiving, but you know, some of the greatest places, some of the greatest food can be found in places that don't have, you know, have a very rustic feel to them. So, case in point, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I know a lot of your customers are, you know, if they're in your programs, they are serious about building their business and being ahead of the crowd and being one step ahead of their competition or two or three steps ahead of their competition. And so even if they're doing searches right now and they see, oh, you know, my competition and we only have two or three or four or five, not too many, it's really not that important for my business, the ones that are excelling are the ones that you'll see a business in a local area just take off, and they get a system like this in place, or they get their own procedures in place, and they go from having five to having 20 to 80 overnight. And so even if the company has 5 stars, but it's only from 5 reviews, and the competitor has 5 stars, and it's from 80 reviews, again, that's where the word of mouth comes in and really matters. So, you know, I hope that your folks will take it seriously, and hopefully your guys can tell on this call, I'm not a hard sell. If this is not a good program for you, I'll give you advice and tell you what I would do to do it with or without this program. But, you know, just give me a call or give me an email and let me know, and let's talk about it. I'd love to know what you're thinking about, what I can do to help you.
Well, Gina, I always love the way you are of service to others. So I thank you so much for sharing your expertise, diving deeper with my clients on this and the importance of online reviews and what they could do to really be ahead of the game. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for letting me share with your tribe.
My pleasure. Thank you, and thank you, everyone, for being on today's call. If you're listening this to through the CD, thank you for listening. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.